Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. There's a scene in the 2001 movie Knockaround Guys where Vin Diesel talks about how he figured 500 street fights was the number he would need under his belt before he could be considered a legitimate tough guy. He then goes on to share there are a lot of things you learn on the way to 500. I don't know if there's an equivalent number of shows before one can be considered a legitimate radio host. I do remember an interview with Navy veteran and actor Don Collier, a guy with over 200 film and television show credits. I made the mistake of telling Don I wasn't a radio guy. He asked how long I'd been doing American Warrior Radio and then replied, yeah, you are a radio guy. I stopped keeping track of our shows, but I know we're well over 300 interviews with heroes who support and heroes and folks who support them. There are a lot of things you learn on the way to 300. The importance of show prep, maintaining a good relationship with your board operator, and actually listening when your wife says, you know, this person would make a great guest for your show. One more thing. Although we try to avoid repeat guest appearances because we want to share as many stories as possible, when you find a good thing, run with it. So we're proud to welcome back the one guest who holds the record for the most American Warrior Radio appearances. He is the managing editor of the Havoc Journal. Their mission is to serve as a voice for the veteran community through a focus on current affairs and articles of interest to the public in general. You can find out more. Visit HavocJournal.com, H-A-V-O-K, Journal.com. Scott Faith, welcome back to American Warrior Radio.
Ben, thank you so much for having me back. Do I really hold a record for the number of appearances on your show?
You do.
Excellent.
Well, you know, good guest. You go with it. Public disclaimer, as we have to do, because of his day job duties, Scott Faith is not his real name. For those of you still searching for his secret bunker in the Pacific, give up. Scott, you've moved into, well, let's just say you're in our hemisphere now.
Yeah, fair enough. I think it's fair to say that I'm back on the mainland and could not be happier about it. Hawaii had some great weather, but now I'm glad to be back here on the mainland and glad to be back on the show, Ben.
Well, you know, it's nice to have a place where you don't have to pay $8 a gallon for milk.
And gasoline. Not quite that expensive, but yeah, it gets there.
Scott, last time we had you on was about 6 months ago, and we discussed an absolutely horrible article published on the Havoc Journal titled Weaponizing the Influencers. In retrospect, Scott, how's that playing out 6 months later?
I think, first of all, I thought that was a great article, especially given the author that produced it. And I think it was prescient. I think that you brought up some great points. And I think that what we're seeing right now, unfortunately, our country is starting to bear it out.
Have you seen, or are you seeing, as far as your authors and your writers go, Scott, are you seeing as sort of a, is that yesterday's news? Or, well, I guess what scares me is that folks have just become to accept it.
I think you're right. And I think it's very dangerous for us as a nation. And as you know, what we're trying to do on Havoc Journal is try to be a little more positive and inclusive. Right now, there's a lot of exclusivity and negativity, not just in our own country, but around the world. And what our writers are trying to do, I think, we got to acknowledge what's going on and call out what we dislike when we see it. But at the same time, try to provide some good news stories and try to hunt the good, because there is a lot of good in our country and around the world and in people. So I think while we can't just say it's all sunshine and roses, because it's not, I think we can do better as a country and as Havoc Journal and media in general, and allow the writers to see the good things that are out there and help make things better for everybody.
You know, maybe you should bring back, and folks, they'll have to go back through the American Warrior Radio archives to find the show. One of the first shows you and I did together, Scott, was, I think it was called Call of Duty, and I mean, you know, good lighthearted radio. That was fun.
Yeah. The name of that article was Competition, Call of Duty, and Naked Chicks with Guns. And before your listeners start going crazy about that, they should read the article, because it's not what people think. And that was a lot of fun, Ben, and you allowed my daughter to go on the show on that one as well, because she had a part in that, and she still talks about it. She's very grateful, as am I, that she got her first exposure to national-level media through your show.
Well, let's talk about guests, Scott, because as you know, we recently had Bo Derek on our program, and I've got to confess, it was you know, as I mentioned that interview, she was never on my radar as far as celebrities who support the military. But you had an interesting comment that there's probably more folks like that out there who are doing a good job of supporting our military and first responders that aren't getting the visibility than there are.
100%. But I've got a bone to pick with you first, Ben, before we go into that conversation really eager to have. So you put me in between a famous movie star and a Medal of Honor recipient. So you had Bo Derek on last episode. You know, I follow all your shows. And then next episode, you've got Staff Sergeant Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient. And in between, you've got me. So your readers get quite a, your listeners get quite a wide variety there.
That just goes to show how much faith I have in you. To see what I did there?
I appreciate that. I did. I was very, very punny. So, yeah, so Bo Derek, you were talking about on your show how she wasn't on your radar as someone that's a big veterans' right advocate. And I'll confess, she was on my radar, but not for veteran affairs. Growing up in the 70s, of course, she was an icon for us. And has been seems like a lovely person inside and out. Listening to your show, I learned, for example, that her father was a B-29 pilot during the Korean War. I had no idea that she had a veteran connection there, and that she's an honorary Green Beret, which, you know, coming from a soft background, that's interesting to me. And then the different ways, like, she's not just involved in a little, in a couple of things there for vets, especially with her work with, I think it was the National Disabled Vets Winter Sports Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of great things for veterans. And I think that it was not only important, but necessary for you to have someone like her on the show, because a lot of people don't realize how many celebrities are really out there helping vets. So I think a lot of veterans, they'll know Gary Sinise. Gary does so much great work. And I know you're very familiar with Gary Sinise's work. But when I was poking around after listening to your show, it's like, wow, Bo Derek, if I didn't know about her, then who else do I not know about? And there's a whole big list. Mark Wahlberg, for example, jumps out at me as someone that, you know, I didn't know Marky Mark was into helping vets, and I appreciate what he does for our community, too. John Cena, John Stewart is out there trying to get help for vets with burn pits.
Let's talk about him, because I, you know, it's funny. I would love to, he's on my list. I would like to have him on the show because, boy, he went in there and beat up Congress about them not providing funding for the 9/11 responders, right. First responders, and now he's back and he's talking about burn pits, right?
Yep. And he is, I mean, you're right. He's crushing people in there. I heard that he went on, you know, he did good stuff, whatever. I went and checked it out. I'm like, oh, that dude is so smart and he's so quick and he's so passionate about this and many other subjects. I think he's a great advocate for vets. And as you know, that burn pit issue, it's caused a lot of people, a lot of problems.
You know, from your perspective, Scott, as the editor of the Havoc Journal and a veteran, active duty military yourself, how important is it, like I said when I was talking to Bo, it's like, you know, to each according to their skill and their ability. How important do you think it is for those celebrities or people who've got a national voice to step up publicly versus just doing it quietly, or does it really depend?
I think both are important, but we need it. We need it, and I'm so grateful for it because veterans are just conditioned to take it. And whatever we're asked to do, whatever we're asked to endure, our initial reaction is just to deal with it. Embrace the suck. I think you've probably heard lots of vets talk about that. We're just going to take it. We're just going to absorb. We're just going to do it. But we need help. The community needs help. You got the suicide epidemic going on. You've got PTSD, you got depression, you've got all these issues in the community that we need help doing. And vets traditionally don't want to get involved in politics. They don't want to say, hey, we need help. They don't want to say, hey, we need things, because the American people have been so generous to us and they've given us so much that we don't want to ask for more, but we need it. And it's why it's so important, not just for these celebrities, but for everyday citizens to help vets when and as they can.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that after the break when we come back. You know, it's interesting to me, one of the other celebrities, if you will, we've had on the show is Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And we had him talking about his support for, in particular, a Navy SEAL and some of the stuff he was doing. But lately, he's really stepped up in the political world with what's going on in some of our communities across the country. And, you know, whether you agree with his stance or not, I'm very proud of him for getting engaged, because particularly right now, a lot of us have to do that. Folks, we're talking with Scott Faith. He's the managing editor of the Havoc Journal. You can visit more or read more there at thehavocjournal.com, H-A-V-O-K. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone else that I really, really want to have on the show. Bo Derek was okay, but I really want to have Ashley Blaine on the show. Stick around, folks.
Every day, your safety and freedom is protected by the service and sacrifice of our first responders and military. Please join us in this community effort to build the Southern Arizona Veterans and First Responders Living Memorial, a place to celebrate those who have paid the price for our freedom and those who continue to defend it today. Help create a space where these memories, past, present, and future, will live forever. Learn more and donate by visiting vfrm.org.
Diamondback has been your hometown source for all of your shooting and personal protection needs for over 17 years. We stock handguns, shotguns, and rifles from all of the major manufacturers, including Glock, SIG, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Colt, LMT, H&K, CZ, Mossberg, and Springfield. You will find the biggest selection of holsters in Southern Arizona at Diamondback, along with all the accessories needed to maintain your firearms. Don't forget optics and the best ammo prices. AR parts are available from Magpul, Troy, Volter, GG&G, Surefire, and Odinworks. We are a Class 3 dealer, so be sure to ask about silencers. They're legal to own and hunt with in Arizona, and they make shooting more enjoyable. Training classes for novice through advanced students in pistol, rifle, and shotgun are now available. Pick up a schedule today for more details. We now have a full-time gunsmith on site. Everything from basic gun repairs to custom metalwork and Cerakote finishing. Diamondback Shooting Sports is located at 7030 East Broadway and is open 7 days a week. 886-8338. Find us at dbackshootingsports.com. Trident Grill is one of the most military-friendly restaurants in Tucson, with military discounts every day of the year. Trident has great food. It's also one of those unique places that instantly makes you feel like you've been a customer for years. All your favorite sports on high-definition TVs and the best happy hours in town. Three great locations. The original near the U of A at 2033 East Speedway. Trident 2 at Plaza Palomina, 2960 North Swan. And at Williams Center, 250 South Craycroft, TridentGrill.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
It's Chris
and Corbin,
those guys from Tucson Appliance Company. Right now we have a store full of appliances ready for same or next day delivery. We're being real good sports about it. Only at Tucson Appliance, where low prices are already par for the course.
But right now, we're really knocking it out of the park with discounting items even more.
The best appliance store in Tucson.
Get slam dunk savings now.
Only at Tucson Appliance Company, where our low price is your priority.
These days, we're all paying more attention to our health, but when's the last time you thought about your doctor?
Do you have your doctor's personal cell phone number? We do, and she answers personally.
Does your doctor recognize the expense of health care and only bill in 15-minute increments? Do they care enough about your privacy to only maintain paper records? Does your doctor make house calls? Ours does.
Dr. Lori Thomas is our hometown family doctor. She practices medicine the old-fashioned way. We love her approach, and you will too.
Be healthy and happy by visiting LoriThomasMD.com and tell her American Warrior Radio sent you.
Pima County has a true leader in Sheriff Mark Napier, a professional sheriff serving all of us, recognized as one of the top sheriffs in our state and nationally, elected by his peers as the vice president of Arizona sheriffs and major county sheriffs. Sheriff Mark Napier, endorsed by County Attorney Barbara LaWall, the Tucson Metro Chamber, and all Southern Arizona sheriffs. A sensible voice on border issues, leading the way on law enforcement reform. A professional sheriff. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Mark Napier.
Paid for and authorized by Napier for Sheriff 2020.
I've been a fan of Jen and Eli Crane since they first came on our show following Bottle Breacher's appearance on Shark Tank. The staff at Bottle Breacher used 50 caliber ammunition downrange. They now use them to produce the best gift and promotional products on the market. American Warrior Radio uses logo branded Bottle Breachers and our fans love them. Now you as a listener can save 20% when you visit BottleBreacher.com and use the code AWR20. Truly unique and personal company gifts made by veterans. Visit BottleBreacher.com and enter the American Warrior discount code AWR20. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're doing our regular check-in with Scott Faith. Scott is the managing editor of the Havoc Journal. It is my go-to website for all things military and veteran, and there's some serious stuff there. There's some funny stuff there, HAVOKjournal.com. Scott, it's funny that sometimes I feel maybe the part of the reason we do such great radio together is sometimes we're on the same track. I literally yesterday saw a news report, got on the phone to Montana, and sent an email to a company up there about a young lady by the name of Ashley Blaine. And sure as heck, bang, she pops up on Havoc Journal.
Well, yeah, so Ashley Blaine, like many of your readers or your listeners will probably recall, is a 19-year-old student up at Rocky Mountain College who was in the news recently for her work fighting fires. And that's not altogether uncommon because there are thousands of people fighting these wildfires out in California, Oregon, and Washington State that are burning out of control. The difference is she's a pilot, and not just any pilot. She's rated to fly Chinook helicopters, which, as you know, I spent a lot of time around Chinooks, especially some very specially modified ones. Big fan of that airframe. And here's this young woman out there flying and fighting fires. And I think that was an example of us trying to go out and hunt the good. This is a good news story. It's good news for her. It's good news for firefighters who don't make the news, who are out there risking their lives on the ground and in the air. And I just thought, just based on the story, that she would be an ideal guest for you. And I hope that she can go on your show.
Well, we're waiting to hear. I know she's done with the fire season. And something else that's, well, let me back up, Scott. So the Chinooks, is that's an airframe that's used by our special forces quite a bit, or not so much anymore?
Yeah, so it's used very extensively by the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. It's just a workhorse. It's huge. It's the biggest one we got. It's the fastest one we got. I think it's the most capable. It's not sexy. Doesn't carry around a lot of guns. But if you want something that's just going to work, Chinook's the way to go. And, of course, Chinooks are employed by the conventional forces as well. There's CH-47s, the conventional forces, MH-47s, and the special operations community. Just a big, ugly bus that just gets the job done. I'm a big fan.
Well, and that's what makes this a great story. I was one of those who fought forest fires to help pay for college myself. So I know the importance of those air assets, and just the idea of this 19-year-old up there flying this huge helicopter, I think is going to make a great story. And, you know, particularly one thing I learned, Scott, is it's very dangerous once a fire gets to a certain size. And you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of acres of these fires going off right now in the West. They start to create their own weather. And when you're trying to fly through that or above that, that can get real, real crazy. So, in fact, we just had a firefighter who lost his life fighting the August Complex fire there in Northern California. So it's a dangerous business, and I can't wait to try and get Ashley on the show.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I think she'd be a great guest, and I think that firefighter background that you both share might be a good hook to help get her on the show.
Scott, September is always an interesting month for those of us in our line of work. Let's start off with, for me, one of the bigger items in September, obviously the September 11th anniversary. You had a fascinating and very sobering, I guess, article called America Desperately Needs to Return to September 12, 2001 by Gunnery Sergeant Christian Bussler. And let me just read this line in particular really, really choked me up. As the steel and concrete of the towers crashed around them, people desperately ran for cover as choking dust filled the air of Manhattan's skyline. Falling to earth from the towering heights, paper curled and fluttered on the breeze as a fine dust covered every human being, turning them into ghastly dust-covered silhouettes standing among the carnage. And in the eerie silence that followed, emergency locator devices worn by each firefighter started to beep. This slowly gained company until it ended into a large chorus of chirping devices, all of which emanated from deep under the smoldering wreckage of what was 110 stories of American pride. A scene of utter dismay that still evokes a feeling of deep and profound sorrow. Wow. Powerful words, and what a great writer.
Yeah, Gunny Bussler is great. And that part in particular is such a poignant reminder of what happened and what we lost on there. And I'll tell you what it makes me think of, Ben. as I think I mentioned on the show before, when we were in Afghanistan in the Plywood Palace, the complex there where the task force operated out of, we had two pictures on the wall as we walked in. One of them was a young Ranger in a hospital bed with his chest bandage and a mask on his face, and his buddies are holding the flag behind him. He's re-enlisting inside the hospital where he's been shot and wounded. So he's signing up for more service and sacrifice. And then right facing 90 degrees to that is a picture of the falling man on 9/11. So when I read that, or when I was listening to you talk about it right now, I was thinking back to in Afghanistan, every time we'd walk into the jock, we'd see those two pictures. We'd see why we were there, the falling man. And then we'd see the dedication of the Rangers and everyone else in the task force represented by that Ranger re-enlisting after being wounded. So those are the things that I was thinking about when I was listening to you just now read that part from Gunny Bustler.
The real takeaway, other than what a great writer, I was pleased about that. Mm-hmm. But the real takeaway was really he talked about how in those days, in September 12th, and one of your other writers, James Gagliano, mentions this quite often as well, about he'd like to see more September 12th, this idea that people were rushing to help each other regardless of race or gender or color or creed or anything. We all came together and we're all helping. And you kind of, Scott, look around right now and say, boy, we sure could use a little bit more of that. Not the attacks, but the inclusiveness, the support.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I wish we could get back there without some type of terrible tragedy. But right now, the things are so fractious, it's hard to see how we can come together as a nation. I know we can do it. It's just a matter of, do we have the collective will to do it? And what you're talking about there, Ben, what it reminded me of with the coming together for the common good, is really reminds me of what it's like to be in the military or any type of close organization, a football team, or maybe firefighters or police, because all that other stuff kind of goes out the window. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what your sexual preference is. I don't care who you're voting for in November, but can we rely on each other? And it seemed in the immediate aftermath of September 11th, which was the worst day in a lot of people's lives, and September 12th wasn't any better for them, that in that period of time right after September 11th's attacks, we really seemed to come together as a nation. And I hope over time we can get back there without, like I said before, some type of major tragedy.
Scott, I posted a video on September 11th that just reminding folks to never forget. Because, you know, keep in mind, next year it will be 20 years. There's people going out to vote that weren't even born back then. And someone responded to the post on social media about, well, what about all the COVID victims? And kind of a non sequitur, but I thought, what is different between, was that because it was an external attack on us? And why can't we come together with the current COVID pandemic in the same way, Scott?
That's a great question. I think it was because the September 11th was just so shocking. I think we're very much conditioned to having people die of diseases. Normally, it's not a global pandemic, but people die all the time. People get sick all the time. People don't die from terrorists flying planes in the building in downtown Manhattan. So I think that was part of it. So shocking and so unexpected. But at the same time, I think a loss is a loss. If you lose someone to old age or to SIDS or any number of other things, they're still gone. So I understand why some people would say, hey, we also have this COVID thing going on. And I also think it's okay and totally acceptable to have empathy for both. You lose someone in COVID, that's a tragedy. If you lose someone in 9/11, that's a tragedy. But for many of Americans, especially for someone like me, 9/11 was the formative event of my life, at least up to this point. COVID, to me, personally right now, it's an inconvenience. And I know it's killing people, it's causing massive economic damage. But for me, my personal effectiveness of that is very little. I'm very affected by 9/11.
Okay. When we come back, I'd like to run some, well, let me just tease some folks with some numbers here. Something else that is big and happens in September is POW MIA Recognition Day. I'd like to get your take on that, Scott. There's still 1,586 missing in action from Vietnam, 8,000 in Korea. Many of them were buried in temporary cemeteries that ended up north of the 38th parallel. So maybe, you know, we know where those folks are. We just can't get to them. World War II, approximately 78,000 still listed missing in action. and never found. When we come back with Scott Faith, we'll be talking about POW MIA recognition. Stick around.
Military life can do a number on your back. Did you know chronic pain affects 44% of military personnel? The Joint Chiropractic is here to help, offering a discount on chiropractic care for active and retired military members and their families. Come in now to experience the Joint's exclusive military pricing of just $19 for your initial consultation, exam, and adjustment. Open evenings and weekends. No appointment or insurance required. Visit thejoint.com for a location near you in Tucson. You have our back. Let us help you with yours.
There's never been a better time to get out and enjoy our great outdoors and improve your health. Whether you're a recreational cyclist or a competitor, check out Tucson Endurance Performance Center. Owner Brian Grasky is an F-16 pilot and competed at the national level. He knows the importance of quality equipment kept in top shape. That's why Tucson Endurance Performance Center has the most experienced techs in town. Check out their variety of bicycles, equipment, and gear at TucsonEnduranceCenter.com or stop by one of their two locations, northeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, or in the Crossroads Festival Complex at Grant and Swan.
At the Brush Fire Barbecue Company, we recognize that the freedoms we enjoy every day are owed to the men and women who have volunteered to protect our nation. We offer a 10% military discount and encourage Tucson to do the same. And the next time you're in the mood to celebrate America, stop by one of our Brush Fire Barbecue locations, 22nd and Kolb or Campbell Avenue just south of Glen. Need to feed an army or maybe a small group? Call our catering department or visit brushfirebbq.com. Brush Fire Barbecue, Tucson's habit-forming barbecue.
During this crisis, government has taken every opportunity to mask your liberty, making you dependent on them. Don't do that. Let us guide you so you can declare your financial independence. I'm Eb Wilkinson with Imus Wilkinson Investment Management. That's imuswilkinson.com. Call us at 777-1911. That's 777-1911.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country, guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Trust. Whether you're protecting our streets or our nation, you have to trust the man or woman beside you. Curtis Plumbing has developed a reputation of trust over 40 years, and you can count on their honest, hardworking technicians to properly diagnose and fix the problem the first time. Then Tucson's most reasonable rates, always a discount for seniors and members of our military. From the smallest job to a complete install or remodel, Curtis even provides 24 hours emergency service. 323-7697, CurtisPlumbing.net.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Refinance and save money now, or get into your dream home. The Dellinger team at Nova Home Loans finds you the best rate. 440-0516 or azfamilyfirst.com. Sean and Tiffany have a special passion for helping military and first responder families. Anywhere in Arizona, Colorado, California, or Nevada, the Dellinger team, azfamilyfirst.com. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087BK, 0902429. Equal housing lender.
PVG here. COVID crisis or not, for me, a great burger is essential. If that describes you, visit my friends at Divine Bovine on the corner of Wilmot and Speedway. Your nose will confirm you made the right choice even before you open the doors. Unique flavor combinations lovingly handcrafted from 100% USDA blend of chuck, brisket, and short rib, or my favorite, the farm-raised bison. Trust me, these will be the best burgers you've ever tasted. Always a 10% discount for members of our military and first responders. Start your taste buds dreaming at DivineBovineBurgers.com.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Scott Faith. Scott is the managing editor of the Havoc Journal, HAVOK Journal.com. I'm always, almost daily, Scott, I check in with the Havoc Journal to see what you guys have got going on there. And so we're very, always good to check in with you. I posted some numbers, or I mentioned some numbers before the break, Scott, because the POW MIA recognition day also falls in September. We've had, prisoners of war from World War II on up through Desert Storm, which is a pretty broad, historical basis on American Warrior Radio. Scott, my question though is, we don't, in the current conflicts, MIA, you don't hear about that. Is it because it's not happening? Do we have better control of the battle space? Are the conflicts less extreme? All of the above? None of the above?
It's all of the above. So we did have some MIAs. Dirk Maupin immediately comes to mind, and a few others as well. But like you said, we don't have any right now. That's a representation of the dedication that America has to getting our people back, dead or alive. And of course, also the fight that we're fighting, it's not Korea, it's not Vietnam, it's a completely different style of warfare. So we're able to keep a little bit tighter control on our people, keep up with them better, and there's fewer of them being exposed to that type of combat. So I'm very grateful that we've got everybody back right now from the current conflicts. But like you said, there's still thousands of people who are unaccounted for, and I really appreciate the military's effort to go out and find those guys.
I mean, literally, the Soldier's Creed, leave no one behind, that's forever, right?
That's correct. There's no expiration on that. We will always go look for somebody, and we will always try to get them back if they're still alive, or if they're dead, we'll go back and get their bones and bring them back to their loved ones.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, the numbers seem lopsided, but, you know, keep in mind, like you said, World War II was a global conflict. And, I mean, if a ship gets sunk out in the middle of the Pacific somewhere, that's, you know, that may go down with hundreds of sailors on board.
Right.
And if we can assume that they're dead, but we never found the ship, so I guess they're still technically listed as missing in action. But just another thought, folks, in September, particularly remember those families of those who have never returned, and of course, the sacrifices of the men and women who were prisoners of war and what they went through on behalf of our country. Scott, really the main gist of what I'd like to chat with you about today, the other thing that comes in September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Always some great stuff on Havoc Journal about that. And there, in particular, you recently had an article by Lieutenant Colonel Matt Sacra, PTSMI, Tools to Overcome Trauma and PTSD. And Scott, I don't know, do you consider yourself a religious person? Yes, no, maybe not at all?
I don't. I'm not very religious, but I recognize the importance of religion and the importance of the spiritual pillar to a lot of warfighters.
Well, I've been accused of being a creaster myself, which is, you know, the guy that only shows up in church on Christmas and Easter. But I am a man of faith, and I do believe. So when people cite the Bible, I know what they're talking about. And Matt's article has a lot of references to Scripture, but the value is still there. And just to pull one quote out of the article, the introduction, he talks about his transition. He says, "The excitement of war left me, and I faced the grim reality of the three what's. What had I done to kill others? What had I not done for others to save them? And what hope I had to see my wife again as she gave birth to our first daughter that year, since I'd twice been injured by roadside bombs." He, in his case, I think it was three deployments, Scott, and he thought he was doing pretty good, but it turns out he was actually suppressing the trauma, and then things started to pop.
Exactly. And you raise a lot of really great points there, Ben, right now about it is Suicide Prevention Month, and as you know, that it's a big problem within the military community. In a lot of ways, the veteran community and the active duty force does better than the civilian population at large in terms of violence against each other. We do better in terms of outcomes. We tend to do better. But one place we're falling behind, and it's a deep concern to us, is the suicide rate. So the suicide rate within the veteran community, and we're talking all the way back to not just veterans of recent wars, is higher than the national average, considerably higher, noticeably higher. The figure that's tossed around is 22 a day. That might be inflated. It might be incorrect, but I think that's a good planning figure because we think one is too many. So whatever that number is, it's too many. And like we talked about before, veterans are conditioned to just take it. And that goes from being out in the rain to not being able to carry an umbrella and uniform to stress and PTSD. And a lot of people work really hard to help vets overcome this. We have a lot of leaders talking about their own struggles with it, general officers on down. But we're still conditioned, sometimes self-conditioned, to not bring it up and not think we need help. And I think that's what Matt was talking about in his article when he's mentioning his transition from, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, to suddenly I'm not okay and I need help. And Matt's a personal friend of mine. We work together. And he's a tanker. He's an armor officer. And he's a combat veteran. He's been blown up twice, as he talks about in his article. And he talks about his awakening to, hey, I've got a problem. I've had these experiences, and I need to go get help. And that's where he came up with PTSMI.
One of the interesting things I took from that article, Scott, was he refers to the fact that something like 50% of the PTSD symptoms can be addressed with just getting a better night's sleep. Is that, I mean, have you checked those figures? Is that accurate to the best of your knowledge?
So I have not fact-checked that part, but I can tell you just anecdotally, for me, that was huge. So I've got severe sleep apnea. I didn't know that for many years. I use a CPAP every night, and it makes a huge difference. So when I was in graduate school, I was having night terrors. They were terrible. Then I'd wake up in the middle of the night thinking that I was in a cave and sand was filling in, and I'm a recreational caver, so I don't have claustrophobia. This is what I like doing, but it was my body's reaction not being able to breathe. And I went to go see the doctor, the civilian doctor, and he's like, hey man, you got sleep apnea. We need to get you treated for that. And then he found out I'm a vet and he wanted to treat me for PTSD. And we had this back and forth going. He's like, I don't have PTSD, man. I got sleep apnea. I'm fine mentally. It's physically that I need help with. And he gave me a prescription for it. I got on a CPAP, and it made a huge difference in my life, both mentally and physically. So I think if a lot of vets just kind of put down the booze, put down the electronic devices, go to bed at a decent time, step away from the PlayStation, get treatment for PTSD, other sleep disorders, I think that will go a long way to helping a lot of other things clear up. And if you don't have to go on the regimen of drugs and antidepressants to treat PTSD, I think you're going to be better off. So I absolutely agree that sleep is an important component of oral fitness that a lot of vets overlook.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned, put down the electronic device. One of the pillars that Matt mentions in his article about getting better. So three things: prayer, Thanksgiving, scripture, music, influences. Influences could be habits, people, thoughts. And my wife and I have had this conversation several times over the last couple of months, Scott, with everything that's going on in the world and social distancing, and I'm locked down, I'm afraid to go out and buy, the elections. I tell her, honey, turn off the news. Just stop watching the news, and you will feel so much better. Do you think that reflects an accurate... I mean, there's always going to be bad stuff out there, but we can choose, right, what we ingest.
That's exactly right. And I think ingest is a good way to put it. So when it comes to influences, what we put into our own bodies, either we consume either through the media or what we watch or what we listen to, and, of course, what we eat is another huge thing as well, in taking in drugs, legal or illegal, alcohol, things like that. All these things have a cumulative toll. I think a lot of people, including me, don't realize how closely these are intertwined. If you don't take care of your body, your mind isn't going to be right, and the reverse is also true. If you don't take care of your mental fitness, then your body is going to be in bad shape also. And one of the things I really liked about Matt's piece, Ben, is, yes, he's a devout Christian. You see it in his writings. If you talk to him, that'll be apparent also. I really admire him for many reasons, but not the least of which is how strong he is in his convictions. But anybody can follow this advice that he lays out for the PTSMI. If you replace something like prayer, if you're not into praying, I pray every night. I just not as religious as a lot of other people. If you replace prayer with meditation, if you replace scripture with reading, and if your influences, if you choose good influences for your life and your health, then I think that'll sort itself out as well, too.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I really liked about it. It's like, hey, if you're deeply religious, you can go this route. If you're not, you can go this route, and it can work for everybody.
And simple affirmations. I saw something on Facebook, I think it was recently, where, and I'll get it wrong, Scott, but it was like, you can't reach back and touch the past. Why are you letting the past reach out and touch you today or influence you today? And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. Let it go.
Brilliant.
One other thing real quick, he mentions music. I'm always been a big believer in the power of that tool. But like any other tool, it can cut good or bad. You know, folks, music is a great thing to listen to, but make sure it's the right kind. We talk about that ingesting thing again, right?
That's right. That's right. And for me personally, I like to play guitar. I got into it when I was in college, and when I would deploy, I've got this little cut-down Martin backpack that if I turn it just right, will fit in my tough box. And actually, there were many years there where I played almost exclusively on deployment. And it was just a fun thing to do. I've never gotten good at it, but it's relaxing. It's entertaining. My friends like it. I've been, you know, we'll be on the out on waiting for the guys to come in off a mission, and I'll pull it down off the wall, play a little thing for it. So it can be listening to it or doing it. If you can do both, I think that'd be optimal. But yeah, you gotta choose what you listen to. And a lot of times we would listen to things to get us pumped up for missions. There was a time in my first tour in Iraq where I listened to a lot of West Side Connection, which was hardcore gangster rap. But I don't do that now when I'm trying to relax and go to sleep. It's a completely different genre of music. Sarah McLachlan is much more my speed when I'm trying to go to sleep now. So.
Sure. So, Scott. We got to take another break real quick. Right. I want folks take a look, go to the havocjournal.com. The article is PTSMI, Tools to Overcome Trauma and PTSD. One of the things that the author emphasizes is if bad disappears, but we don't replace it with good, the bad can come back. So when we come back, we're going to talk about ways to help people get engaged in their communities and the Second Mission Foundation. Stick around. At the Specialists, they know the best quality window tint, paint protection, and alarm systems can defend your car. They do their job whether you're thinking about it or not. The Specialists remind you to take a moment to pause and thank those men and women who are protecting your rights, your freedoms, and your family. Many are doing so today, whether you're thinking about it or not. If you're a member of our armed forces looking to protect your vehicle, please visit any of the three locations in Tucson and one in Sierra Vista. Ask for your military discount. You've earned it. Find out more at az-specialist.com or call 795-430.
Hey friends, if you're thinking of downsizing or selling your home for any reason, there's never been a better time, but don't do it alone. Give my friends David and Rebecca Guthrie from the Hacienda Group a call at 520-406-4702. They have the connections, tools, and support to supercharge selling your home or even helping you buy the perfect place. If you're in the military, ask them about the special Military on the Move program. Learn more by visiting hacienda-group.com or tune in to hear David and Rebecca Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on KVOI. Long Companies Realty, BR 566-85-4000.
Time to update those old kitchen cabinets? Call the Window Depot today. The Window Depot is not only the number one warehouse for windows and doors, we now have a great selection of kitchen and bath cabinets at Tucson's best prices. The Window Depot is Tucson's top spot for granite and quartz countertops to finish the new kitchen or the replacement of that old worn out Formica. So call us today at 290-8545 or 622-6430. The Window Depot, windows, doors, granite, and new kitchens.
You've pledged to protect our nation and community. Why not let Sandy Exidy, your local farmer's insurance agent, help you protect your family? Sandy has 30 years of experience as one of farmer's leading agents. She specializes in serving military families and stands ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Sandy will help you protect your family with the same commitment and passion that you have for protecting our nation. Call Sandy Exidy Agency at 520-881-8000 and get smarter about your insurance today. Again, Sandy Exidy at 520-881-8000.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee is working to identify transportation priorities for the region. These priorities will guide development of an RTA continuation plan for projects beyond June 2026. The RTA's current 20-year transportation plan is funded by a state-established, voter-approved special taxing district within Pima County. To learn more about RTA's continuation plan, funding options, and how you can provide input, visit rtamobility.com.
Tucson, getting your thrill on has never been more safe. Defy Tucson, the most awesome extreme air sports park in Pima County, is open once again. They've always been about safety, and now they are exercising even more procedures to make sure your exercise is safe, including the use of antimicrobial spray coating with residual technology. If quarantine made your family bounce off the walls, why not come bounce off of theirs? Always a discount for military and veteran families. On Stone Avenue, just north of Tucson Mall, tucson.defy.com. We defy you to find a more exciting and safe experience in Tucson.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with Scott Faith. Scott is one of our few regular guests on American Warrior Radio. We try to have him on a couple times a year, maybe three or four times a year. Scott is the editor of the Havoc Journal. Learn more, HAVOK Journal.com. Scott, I don't know that we'll have time to get some of the, it's hard because all these articles jump out at me. And I don't know if I'll have time to get to it, but I don't want to miss the opportunity because earlier in the show we talked about Ashley and how lots of folks can do things to help. And here you've got a 19-year-old accounting student flying heavy-lift helicopters to help fight the forest fires. The last article we talked about PTSD, about how it's important to replace bad things with good things. And that really brings me around to another initiative of the Havoc Journal, the Second Mission Foundation. Tell folks more about that organization and what they are doing.
Sure, Ben. So the Second Mission Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that's dedicated to helping veterans find their second mission after military service. And what we found over time, especially I've been in the Army a very long time at this point, I've seen people come and go from military service, and sometimes when they get out, they get lost. They have such a meaningful life in the military. When they get out, they really don't have a mission afterwards, and their lives start going a little bit downhill. So what we do is we help veterans find their second mission. Maybe it's writing, maybe it's starting a business, maybe it's going back to school. Whatever that second mission is for them, we help them find it. And right now, I'm very excited that we're going to help one veteran named Aaron Kirk produced his first book under the Second Mission imprint. It's called The Hills, about his experiences as a Marine in Afghanistan. So that's something that I'm really excited to have coming out and hope it's going to be the first of many.
Scott, if I'm not mistaken, you were also doing a sort of a compendium of stories and you're looking for authors to contribute to that. Is that still happening? Did that go to print? Is there another initiative coming down the line?
Absolutely. So that one, thank you for bringing that one up also, Ben. So that is Voices from the Shadows, and that's a collection of first-person accounts from Army Special Operations soldiers, men and women who have spent some time in the shadows in the Special Operations field, and we're going to publish them after Aaron's book. So we're going to do Aaron's book first, and then we're going to, right afterwards, release Voices from the Shadows.
Do you, being involved are working quite a bit with the special operations community, Scott, do you find that folks don't think about women that are working in special forces? And I mean, really, some of the stories are amazing.
They absolutely are. And it's actually been a little bit of a struggle to find women in the special operations forces community who are willing to share their stories. And first of all, there's far fewer of them. And second of all, I found in talking to them that a lot of times they don't feel that their stories are worth being in a book like this. And it's a struggle to convince them that it is, because their experiences are an important part of Special Operations Forces' success. And also it's essential in helping inspire the next generation of warriors, both male and female. So we do have some stories from some Special Operations women, but we're always looking for more.
And what other initiatives is the Second Mission Foundation looking at, Scott?
So right now, I got off the phone earlier today with a veteran who's looking to start a police training program, and we're going to give him some seed money for that. So basically, we've got some money right now. We're looking for ways to spend it. We had set up a big writer's workshop. The intent was to bring a lot of veterans from across the country into the New York area, put them together in a cabin for a couple of days and help them work on their writing or journalism or blogging, whatever they want to do, because what we found is it's very therapeutic to let veterans just tell their story, even if they never share it with anybody else, just to get it down in paper. So COVID kind of put that on the back burner, but as soon as we're able to, that's the next big thing that we're going to do on top of the books that we have coming out, do this writer's workshop, get some veterans together, start that network, and help them find their second mission as well.
Scott, I'd be remiss if I didn't get your opinion or pick your brain, given your line of work and your day job, something else that maybe September will, history will reflect about this September is, gosh, peace breaking out all over in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
Momentous, historical, for real.
It is so big right now. I think a lot of it gets lost in the election and COVID and just kind of things that are going on right now. And specifically the normalization of relations between Bahrain, UAE, and Israel, and what that means for the region. Most people couldn't find UAE or Bahrain on the map. I'm probably one of them. If I had a couple guesses, I could probably get it. But people don't understand why these relationships are so important and the cascade it's going to have in the region. I mean, first you had Kosovo saying, hey, we want to normalize relations. Kosovo is in Europe, but it's a majority Muslim nation. And then you have these deals with UAE and Bahrain. You have Saudi Arabia letting Israel fly over. I think at some point, maybe not in the next year or two, but before too much longer, Saudi Arabia will have normalized relations with Israel too, which will be enormous. And all this peace breaking out, people say, well, it's not peace. UAE and Israel weren't at war, but it is normalization of relations. And it's twofold. First of all, there's some big economic benefits to be gained from everybody involved. And also, everyone in that region is terrified of Iran. So I think Iran is making things easier unintentionally for Israel in the region because the neighbors are looking around saying, hey, what do we have as our options? Well, we have this big hungry Persian lion over here to the east, and to the west we've got Israel that we might not really like, but at the same time we could work together to make our lives better and more secure, so we're going to go with them. So you're absolutely right, Ben. That's a huge deal, and I hope more people pay attention to it.
And people who follow history or read history, I mean, to me, Scott, if you get Lebanon joining in, and wow, Egypt, you know, when you look at, the, for example, the Six-Day War, I mean, these folks, they were just, their mission was to destroy the nation of Israel, and now to see things at least moving in a positive direction, I just wanted to end things on a high note.
Thanks, I appreciate that, Ben, and it's always great to be on the show. And I'm glad that we were able to seek out the good and talk about a couple of really good things today, especially that peace deal at the end. And I hope you get Ashley on your show.
We're going to get that done. Absolutely. Now, before you go running off, we do have just about a minute left. This, I was surprised by this because it really didn't have anything to do with anything, but it made me chuckle given what we're seeing on the streets of some communities right now, Scott. And it's imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And it's a stuntman wrote an article on the Havoc Journal. And it's just a very funny read about how he's working with a young man who is a fan. And I don't want to take too much from it, folks, but go take a look at that. And it's really one of those don't try this at home sorts of things. Leave it to the trained professionals. And I connected it with some of the folks riding on our streets. Let's leave that to the trained professionals, if you will. Scott, when can we have you back? What should we be looking for at the Havoc Journal or any of your other subsidiaries?
Well, Ben, you know, I'm always down to come back anytime. I love what you do for the veterans community. I have a great time on your show. And you always make me bring my A game because you ask so many great questions. I have to make sure I really do some deep research and have my act together. So in terms of the Havoc Journal, what you're going to see from us is continue to try to seek the good, continue to let veterans have a platform for what they think is important. So we'll keep going with that. And then for Second Mission Foundation, we're really looking forward to helping vets find their second mission after their military service. So thanks again for what you do for us. And Ben, I looked forward to maintaining my title of most frequent appearances on your show.
We'll see how that goes. Don't push it. Thanks so much, Scott. Stay safe.
Thanks, Ben.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast and others can be found at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Look us up on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Our podcast can be found anywhere, Apple, Stitcher, Deezer. Just make sure you look for it and make sure you share it with others because it's so important that people hear these messages. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.